Blog Talk Radio.
Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yes, it is. It is. It really is.
The only live award-winning gaming podcast served to you.
That is true. We are award-winning.
That's right.
We are live. There's so, yeah. I love being live. I sit in on other shows that aren't live, and they're fun, but there is just something about being live that I love.
That's right. We just let it flow. If we mess up, we just let go. We don't care.
Sorry, y'all are going to hear me do all kinds of crazy crap. Coughing, sneezing.
Typing,
killing my little idol worshippers.
Killing muddlings. Oh, I've got to say hello. Okay, so if you've been listening to the show for the past week or so, I found the game on Facebook. I have Ginger and Snow, now addicted. It's called Idol Worship. And I got to say, I've liked some games on Facebook before. This is hands down my favorite. I keep it open all day, every day. When I get up, I come in here and check on my muddlings. Since I can't play The Sims, this is a very good replacement. It's kind of like a weird version of The Sims in, if you remember Black and White from back in the day. But much funnier than Black and White, I have to admit. And much less computer resource. You got to play it. If you haven't played on Facebook, come play with us. We are having a blast. And it's free. It's not like we're asking you to spend money on us. We're
exactly.
cheap dates. Mm-hmm. Go play. Fun. So, and we're, of course, we'll be playing during the show, so you'll hear us make some comments about it. But hello to the developers over at Idol Worship. They left me some nice gifts yesterday. I wouldn't pay.
I don't think they sent me any. I'm a little bit jealous.
Uh-oh.
Corey, good morning, Horace.
Good morning, Horace. Ooh, there is some juicy news that be going on, Ginger. Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm not even going to lie. I was playing with my muddlings, so I'm a little bit behind.
Okay, well, let me. Okay. I don't know where to start.
This is why she should not show me these games. She knows better. She knows so much better.
Well, you got to learn how to multitask, baby. You got to learn how to multitask like the Corey. Okay.
But they're so cute.
They are adorable. But you got to pay attention to the news because that's why they're here. Okay, so first up. If you were watching our Twitter this morning, you saw I just tweeted this, and you're like, what? What does this mean? Okay. You know how we've been telling you news about how Google's kind of fallen off the map? Everybody's like, oh, Google's on the way down. Oh, no. Google said Google came out swinging today. They've launched a new mobile web browser called Axis, and it is getting all kinds of juicy love from everybody, including us. I have not downloaded it yet, but I have gotten to take a look at some video and stuff. Awesome. Okay, so it's going to be on both mobile and on your desktop as well. Axis is available as a standalone web browser on iOS devices. Browsers, iOS devices now, and other platforms as such as your Windows phone and your Android. Well, they haven't gotten to those yet. They say they're coming very, very soon. It also has extensions for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. You know, Safari gets no love from anybody, so Yahoo just
swept
everybody in. Of course, there's some mention about his executive troubles and its oldster status, but the fact remains, according to VentureBeat, that the company still employs some of the best and brightest engineers around. It is very focused on creating bigger and better mobile products. So Google, looks like they're trying to step in your pond. Ooh, this fight is going to be good. Okay.
That is. Google, where's my town? Seriously, where's my town?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Still waiting.
That's right. Okay, so if you haven't checked that out, you might want to download it and give it a look. It's supposed to – let me look down some of the features. Okay, so supposedly you're able to enter your search term, and Google does all the work because it's not Bing powered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a dig at you, Bing. You have options of selecting a specific object that your query is related to. So, for example, if you search for Roots, Access might give you options to refine the search for Roots. So maybe you want Roots the TV miniseries, or maybe you want the Roots the band. In that way, it's very similar to Google's newly launched knowledge base, but it can also direct you to instant answers, kind of like what Bing does, which doesn't give you a choice. So you have an option there. They said where it gets really cool is it gives you thumbnails and page views as results instead of just links.
Ooh, see, I like that. I like that a lot.
And the results are still available as you navigate through destination pages. So anytime you need to get back to the results, you just pull down the screen, and the horizontal slider of the results from your last query appear at the top hot right, because I hate that when I'm trying to – you're in the car, you're trying to do your search engine thing. You know, I can talk to it and tell it to search for stuff, but to get back is like there's no way to get back without killing yourself. Wow, I'm very excited. It looks to be awesome. It's so clean. I love clean design. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, that does. That sounds amazing.
Because the biggest point, of course, is, as I just said, you don't have to go back and forth over a slow connection, especially when you're in the car. You just pull it down and go about your way. The browser also is supposed to bring features you expect from a modern app, so it has tabbed browsing, gorgeous image search, bookmarks, social sharing options for every single page. So you know how you're out and you're trying to get your friends that aren't from your area to the movie theater? Bam! Here you go. Stop harassing me. I know a lot of you are like, oh, I could do that anyway. No, we're talking about it's a push of a button, not that you have to go to the page and link and then look for it. You know, you have to look for it for them to have the social linking. It's already there. Awesome. Batransky is the one that came up with the idea over at Google, and he says he came up with it while sitting in Bermuda on a chair drinking a margarita.
See?
And 6 months later, bam, we got a new Yahoo app. So anyway.
That's hot. Hey, do you need somebody to sit in your lap? Because, I'm totally an official lap warmer.
We all are lap warmers here. Please.
Yeah.
Stop on buying off for a lap. It is really a beautifully done browser. I got to say, they came out swinging. We thought they were down. Never think they're down. It's beautiful. Gorgeous.
Never, ever.
I love the pictures is what's getting me. This, I think this will make for less people almost crashing their car when they're trying to go. I don't know about you guys. I try not to text in the car. If I do, I use a voice text. But when I'm trying to go somewhere and I need a website, it really is hard to do that, especially if you're trying to get to it at the light. And you see the links there, but you're like, okay, which one do I click on before the light changes? If, you know, I have to put my phone down. It's nice if you can look down and there's a picture right there. You say, oh, I need that one. Bam. It's just time saver. We all don't have enough time now. At the top of the page is the share by email. You can even pin it. You can tweet it.
See, that's awesome.
Right there at the top. It's a little box with an arrow. So fun. I am going to probably ditch somebody today off my phone. Somebody's going away. Because I got to have this.
Uh-oh.
Got to have it.
I think I'm going to give in. And me and my phone are going to have a nice little sit down with another little program. And we're going to...
Somebody's got to go. One of you got to go.
I didn't want to break it, but I'm going to.
Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Go,
New
go,
York.
Gadget Ginger.
Go, Gadget Ginger. Sticky bomb away. All right. New York politicians, what the hell are you thinking? Seriously. And people who voted these people in, what the hell? New York politicians want to ban anonymous internet comments.
Why?
I'm going to find that out. A New York State Assemblyman wants to fight cyberbullying and baseless political attacks with a new bill that would ban anonymous web posts. The bill makes it so that all New York-based websites have to remove any comments posted on his or her website by an anonymous poster unless such anonymous poster agrees to attach his or her name to the post. This bill is the brainchild... Yes, I'm what I'd call it, a Republican, Assembly Jim Conte, who claims that it would eliminate mean-spirited and baseless political attacks and turns the spotlight on cyberbullies by forcing them to reveal their identity. Republican Senator Thomas O'Mara is also sponsoring the bill, which he claims will help lend some accountability to the internet age. But Kevin Baxton, a staff attorney with the Center for Democracy and Technology, sees the bill as an overreach and a stifling of the First Amendment right to free speech. True mother flipping story.
Yes.
See, I censored myself.
You did well.
You were worried there. This statute would essentially destroy the ability to speak anonymously online on sites in New York, he says, adding that the bill provides what he calls heckler's veto to anyone who disagrees with what an anonymous poster has said. The bill would affect blogs, websites, and social networks, and would require operators to make a telephone, to have a telephone number and contact email to deal with takedown requests. Those making the takedown request do not seem to have any criteria for filing a complaint or for identifying themselves. At the end of the day, even if this bill were to pass, there's no way it could stand against a constitutional challenge in any court. Anyway, you can read more about the bill if you want to at assembly.state.ny.us. If you want the whole link, it's really long. It's over at gamepolitics.com this morning.
Now, you know we're going to talk about this later on tonight. Make sure you are listening and sitting in the chat room and ready to call.
I've got all kinds of stuff I want to say.
Yeah, you can sit in the chat room. You're welcome to call in and throw your opinion into the ring. If you're in the chat room and we don't mention that you're on the switchboard, please let us know that you're waiting to come in, because we sometimes get to arguing and we are not watching the switchboard.
Yeah.
But we will be talking about this tonight because we have to get our other two cohorts in on the – oh, this is
just complete crap. This is a nightmare. This is – And that what scares me is that it would eliminate mean-spirited and baseless political attacks. More or less, the reason why he wants to do this is so that you cannot anonymously call out whatever he's done in his job.
Pretty much. I want to be able to watch you.
Yes, yes, yes. And he wants to be able to bully you by knowing who you are. And as we've seen, especially with Facebook, whatnot, sharing your Facebook, your private internet workings with people you work with, people you deal with, you do not want to do this because you can be fired for your views.
Yep, now you can because you don't have the anonymity like you do when you vote. I mean, they still know who you are, but at the same time, nobody knows what you vote unless you decide to tell them, and we should maintain that on the internet. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for having a license on the internet for some people, because some of you out there don't need to be loose on the internet. But I don't want the license to be able to follow you, but so that if something goes wrong, yes, you should be held accountable for doing something wrong. If getting viruses or giving away all your money, you shouldn't be able to sue the bank. Anyway, we'll talk about this more later. Again, remember 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be live, and make sure you are there because we want to hear what you think too. Okay, here's another thing we're going to definitely be talking about tonight is a new TED book is written by Dr. Philip Zimbardo. He's the creator of the 1971 Stanford Prison Experiment, and his personal assistant Nikita Duncan are blaming the addiction to video games and pornography for the demise of young men in America.
Yeah, that's the demise of young men in America.
Now, the pair say that video games and porn lead to arousal addiction, where the addict craves new experiences, as opposed to traditional addiction, where a user looks for the same experience repeatedly. Okay. You know, we always have these people that don't play games, or they don't. You know, it's basically outside of their generational pool is what happens. And this is not true of everybody. Some of you out there that listen to our show are outside of what they consider the gaming generational pool, but you love games just as much as, you know, the 5-year-old next to you maybe. But this is people, they cannot understand what's going on. They can't understand change, and then they start writing books like this. You know what's wrong with the guys who are not aroused? There's something wrong with them, period. If it wasn't games, if they didn't exist, it would be like poker or something. It's just who they are. They need help. It has nothing to do with games. We need to stop trying to blame us for everything. Porn, again, if they have an addiction to porn, they have an addiction to porn. Nobody put the gun in their hand and said do it. They do it because, and if they do it repeatedly to their own demise, then they do it because they have an issue. Now, he's saying technology is not the issue. It's a misuse of technology. And he says there's a general overuse of video games and porn, especially in social isolation, which is not balanced out by other activities like exercise, face-to-face socialization and peers, or individual time with any kind of a male mentor. Again, you know, we'll be talking about this later.
Yeah.
This is an interesting topic. I want our one guy here who ironically is a new father.
Yes.
Who has a very, we're not going to share his business, but let me just tell you, Blaster is not one of these he's talking about. Blaster plays a lot of video games, and he loves him some women, and he gets plenty of exercise, let me just tell you. All right, Ginger, what you got?
All right, what have I got? I have got all kinds of fun things. This is just, I'm sorry, I'm still just shaking my head over that one.
Yeah, like, really?
Some of you people, I don't understand how your brains work. I just don't. Are they like on autopilot? Because
pretty much since birth.
I guess so. All right, so advocacy groups take FCC chairman to task for data cap endorsement. And good, you should be doing this. Online advocacy groups, Public Knowledge, and Free Press are taking Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski to task for comments he made earlier this week that seemed to indicate an endorsement of data caps by calling them a legitimate business practice. Genachowski said during a question and answer session with National Cable and Telecommunications Association CEO Michael Powell, he said there was a point of view a couple of years ago that there was only one permissible pricing model for broadband. I didn't agree. Genachowski's comments followed remarks from Powell, who said that service providers want to experiment with different pricing strategies. But by Tuesday afternoon, a spokesperson for the agency said that the chairman's remarks weren't meant to endorse the practice of data caps or any other business models that service providers might employ. The chairman's remarks today about usage-based pricing emphasized an importance of consumer choice competition, which includes over-the-top video competition and lower prices for consumers. Public Knowledge Legal Director Harold Feld said on Tuesday that Genachowski's statement at the event presented a false picture. Feld said that the question is not whether there is one pricing model, but will all the benefits of broadband chairman Genachowski has articulated in the past ever happen in a world where broadband providers get a free pass on any pricing scheme or restriction if they use the magic words bandwidth cap. Free Press Policy Director Matt Wood said that the data caps being pushed by the biggest cable companies are bad for consumers and the FCC should be investigating these caps, not endorsing them. They say so when the net neutrality rules were being figured out, one of the things that the FCC left on the table for broadband operators was the ability to employ data caps. It was a concession that many advocacy groups strongly argued against, and now customers are paying the price. Yes, yes, you are. A very, very steep price with some of these.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, two things I want to cover real quick here. Those of you, we keep harping at you. You need to sign up and join the ECA. Yes. Or start your own chapter. If you're watching our Twitter, you just saw that I tweeted you a link to go sign up for your local ECA, or you can start your own chapter. The memberships are now half off. Half off.
Yay. That's nice.
Half
that's
off.
Very nice.
And they will also allow you to renew at the same rate next year. So that locks in the price for you. They have lots of cool things and discounts that you get for being a member of the ECA, like car rentals and hotel room discounts and game cards. Just go over and check it out. What you got to lose. Get to play with some of your gamers. Sometimes the ECA is nice. Hand out goodies at E3, or they'll let you go to E3 with them. Just check it out if you want to go to E3. We got to talk about this tonight. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
There's a lot of people pulling out. A lot of people.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm getting on that thing you asked me to do, Ginger, yesterday, like right now. Okay.
Yay!
So this one has little to do with gaming and more due to the fact that we always support our girls no matter what they're doing, because we like to support our women. So we just want to point out to you guys out there that are chauvinist, is that a good word? Chauvinist. The world's richest person happens to be a woman.
Oh, yeah?
She is from Australia. Her name is Gina Rinehart. Actually, she's just the richest woman in the world. I just wanted to inflate that a little bit. But she's the richest woman in the world, surpassing Oprah. They calculated her wealth at approximately a mind-boggling $29 billion, and add to that an additional $19 billion to her gilded coffers. She added that in less than a year. How much does she make in an hour? Just guess.
$1 million.
$2 million an hour.
Holy crap! See, I was just being silly. Whoa. So how you doing?
And she's also...
What happened to be a laugh woman?
That's right. She's supposed to be tough. Congratulations to Gina. And also, apparently her kids are not are not in her good favor. She told them they're not getting a damn thing from her. I don't know what the story is behind
that. Oh, I wonder if that's a chick. There was a story a couple of weeks ago about some incredibly rich chick who was not going to leave her wealth to her children because she thinks she should work for it.
Well,
and which she did.
She said her kids are not fit to inherit. Wow.
Oh my God, that's gonna hurt. That's gotta hurt.
If it don't, it's gonna hurt when she dies because I'm sure they don't believe her. They're like, "Oh, Mom, you love us."
Your mom's gonna be like, "Eh, told you so."
She's gonna leave a video, ha ha, when they turn it on. You get nothing. Okay.
All right, so it is my go again.
Yes.
Oh, seriously though, ow. All right, 38 Studios. We've been talking about them for a couple of days now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, two executives leave 38 Studios. 38 Studios has lost its CEO, Jen McLean, and Senior Vice President of Product Development, John Blakely, whose exits from the company have been uncovered in their LinkedIn profiles. McLean updated her LinkedIn profile to show she had left the company back in March, though she had been out for 2 months on maternity leave at the time. Blakely's profile was also recently updated to show that he left the company sometime this month and now lists his time at the studio in the past tense. In this role, I was responsible for leading the 38 Studios development team in Baltimore and Providence, Rhode Island. 38 Studios is currently... 38 Studios is currently facing financial problems. Never scroll. And has been forced to cut back on temporary and contract workers. The company has reportedly been having trouble making payroll as well, and they say we will continue to cover the story as it develops. And as they do, we will let you know.
And as always, we tell you if you're looking for a job, GaryNatrix.com. I don't know our featured, what is our featured
job
for the day? Yeah.
I can open it up. Open tab. Oh my gosh, slow internet connection. Well, I don't know. Just spinning.
Okay, I will tell you because mine finally opened. Actually, there still has an opening for that job, senior marketing scientist over at Amazon.com.
Yes, that is awesome.
Get on it. Y'all know you need a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, more news. Okay, Dungeon Defenders, remember that game?
Yes, I do.
Well, they've introduced something else into the game. It's called the Tower of Summoner Hero, RTS. Why can I not talk today? My brain just went into word jumble. Okay, word jumble soup. Okay, let me tell you about the game. It's going to be, or it is available on Mac and the PC. It is only $3.99, and it's called Dungeon Defenders, which introduces the RTS into its tower defense with the Summoner Hero class is what you're going to get. The Summoner changes the pace of battle by introducing a brand new way to play, unit management. Instead of placing defenses, the Summoner can call upon his own personal army to protect the Eternia crystals. Using Overlord mode, you can control these minions from top down using an RTS-style perspective. And you can also have two pets. Hot, right?
That is kind of hot, yeah.
Okay, now here's what they're saying. Of course, you can play DD is what we're going to dub it. Dungeon Defenders, like an RTS, summoning and controlling your own minions. You can use Overlord mode to supervise your army. You issue a variety of commands to control your troops. Equip two pets, yes, simultaneously, and you can even levitate up to 15 seconds. You can phase shift. You know what phase shifting is, Ginger? See, that's why you should have played City of Heroes. Phase shift is when you shift just slightly out of this reality and you, so that nothing can hit you, but they can still see you. And you can move your ghostly avatar around the physical realm while remaining immaterial and unseen by enemies. Well, used to be in City of Heroes. You can still see them. You just can't hit them. You can also flash heal. Cast a spell which instantly heals all allied units and defenses within a radius. It is supposed to be one of the fastest-selling downloadable games of all time, bringing together the best elements of tower defense and action RPG progression. It allows players to team up and fight across 15 unique maps, 30 challenges, and 4 difficulty settings in all of the game's loot rating, spell casting, level up, stacking, glory. Yay. Players can control one of several distinct hero classes in an epic bid to fight back an ancient evil. Each character comes with special functions, and players can create and customize and upgrade an armory of weapons and equipment. You can check them out at our site, GameNatrix.com. We have a couple of screenshots up here in just a second. It's a pretty good price. And I'm starting to like the tower defense games again. I am addicted.
Some of them are really, really, really good. Some
we have one that we owe a review to, and I have not forgotten you there, Isabella. And but if I could stop playing it, I would happily write it for you. I keep playing. It's one of those, it's almost like a weird interactive puzzle. Anybody out there ever play Tower Defense? You know, you have to put your things in certain places to try to combat what's coming, and sometimes it's different. At least theirs is. Every time the bad guys come through, they're different. So they don't come from the same place every time, so I have to try to counteract and move this. And yeah, it's fun. Anyway.
That does sound kind of fun.
I like it.
All right, what's not fun? Fake apps.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Latvian firm fined for fake Android apps.
The
BBC reports that a Latvian company has been fined 50,000, I think that's euros,
ooh,
over smartphone apps created that trick people into receiving premium rate text messages.
I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm. What's worse is that these apps pretended to be legitimate versions of hit apps such as Angry Birds and Cut the Rope. More than 1,000 people received bills after downloading the fake versions of games. Naturally, they were upset about this and complained. The apps were on Google Play, Google's marketplace for Android-based apps. When people downloaded the fake apps, they found that they didn't seem to work after install. Instead, they received 3 SMS messages costing £5 each, or euros, whatever. But these texts were hidden, so people had no idea what had happened until they received their bills. A Latvian firm, Aggregator, has been ordered to pay the fine and refund another 28,000 euros to mobile users of the UK's premium rate telephony regulator. The company's activities in the UK will also be monitored by regulators for the next 12 months.
You know, I'm not understanding how they're getting caught because, okay, if it's on your cell phone, I can see maybe where you're kind of caught unawares. You know, you don't know what you downloaded. You think you got Angry Birds. But some of these things, like if you they tell you to go to a website and then they ask you to put in your cell phone number. Yeah, you.
Don't do it, people.
Yeah, you. I don't know.
Don't do it, people.
I don't know how they got caught. Okay, I can't look at this now. They just sent us over the Metro last night trailer. I can't. You know how I love.
we'd lose the Corey.
Yeah, you'd lose me. I'm all kinds of in love with Metro last night. I never even played the first one. Oh, wait a minute. I do need to tell you guys about this. Remember the game Shadows of the Colossus, which I never got to play, by the way? Or Shadow of the Colossus, remember that? To the PS2?
Sort of, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, a lot of you had a PS2. Remember, it was like all the rage. Well, there's a movie coming out. Shadow of the Colossus, of course, was one of the top games for PS2. I think it might be backwards compatible or forward compatible. I'm really not sure. But the action adventure was developed by Team Ico and directed by Fumito Ueda. And it tells the story of a man who had to kill 16 colossi in order to bring his love back to life. Kevin Mishner, who recently created the new Snow White movies, not the one with Charlize Theron, but Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Mirror.
Snow White and the Huntsman?
No, the Huntsman is the one with Charlize Theron and the chick from Twilight. There's a Snow White mirror. With Julia Roberts.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that one.
He's going to produce the film, and Sony is currently looking for writers for the project, according to a website called Deadline. Tank is also working on a new version of the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man film spinoff, starring Peter Parker's popular slimy nemesis Venom for Sony Pictures. And you know another cool little side note about Shadows of the Colossus? If anybody's ever seen that movie Adam Sandler did, where he the serious role that he got, I think he got Oscar nominated for in his character. He did a serious role. It's very good. A lot of people didn't like it, but it was so heart wrenching. His family gets killed in the building 9/11, and he was actually on his way home to see them. And as a result, he inherited all this money because they had life insurance policies. But of course, you know, the money is like, you know, I don't want it, you know, because of the way that I got it. And the whole movie, he keeps playing Shadows of the Colossus. And the reason they put it in was because of the theme. Shadow of the Colossus, he was playing, he had to kill this colossi to bring his love back. And kind of in a weird way, he had a whole mental breakdown. So he kept playing the game for the same reason. Really sweet. Okay, so anyway, I shared with y'all, I'm also a movie trivia buff. I live on IMDb.
Aw, that's sweet.
really sweet.
I'm like, watch. I've never seen him in a serious role ever, so that's kind of a.
Yeah, CJ says Shadows of the Colossus is one of the best games he's ever seen. True art, and I did not get to play it. I was, I don't know what happened to my PS2 at that time. I think I was Xboxing it for a good long while. I just kind of forgot to pick it up.
Maybe. All right. Puzzles, adventure, and spelunking. Do we?
Spelunking?
Spelunking. Sega and Double Fine Productions announced The Cave. New adventure game from Ron Gilbert and Double Fine coming to consoles on PC. All right, that's boring. Sega and Sega Europe and a partnership with award-winning developer Double Fine Productions today unveiled the latest adventure from the mind of Ron Gilbert, The Cave. An adventure game so odd and compelling that it can only be described as odd and compelling. The Cave will be coming to consoles and PCs for digital download worldwide in early 2013. If you enjoy rappelling, spelunking, and dark, rocky caverns, then be prepared to be disappointed, and then intrigued, and then amazed, and then disappointed again, but only for a minute. Then relieved, amused, bewildered, excited, and satisfied in that order. Your first clue that the cave is a place like no other will come just after you assemble your team of three unlikely adventurers, each with their own unique personalities and skills, and stumble across a subterranean amusement park and a medieval castle, not to mention a fully armed and ready to launch nuclear-tipped ICBM. Oh my god, all right? So, Haruki...
I know exactly what that's for, by the way, what you just said. Continue.
Haruki Satomi, Senior Vice President of Digital Business at Sega, says, as Sega continues to expand our digital gaming catalog, we put a lot of effort into finding truly original experiences we can bring to life. Both Ron and the team at Double Fine are experienced and deeply creative, and we value the chance to work with them on The Cave. Asked for a quote, The Cave said, there are those who say I'm not rooting for everyone who ventures down here, but that's not true. Not true at all. He then followed up with, but I'm also not above a good chuckle when someone falls in lava. Then The Cave began to chuckle. All right, I'm about to have this up for you with a trailer. At least I'm going to try to get the trailer for you. So check that out over at GameAndMatrix.com in just a minute. Oh, no, I lied. I'm not going to have that trailer for you.
Yeah. Ginger, how dare you lie to our listeners?
I know, right? But they want me to download it. No, I don't want to lag on the show. That's all right.
I see your point. I see your point. Okay, we got... see, that's why you don't scroll.
Yeah, you don't scroll. You don't scroll.
That is why you don't scroll. I should have learned. All right.
You will fall in lava.
And now I got to grab this next story, which I was not prepared to tell you about. But hey, that's how I roll. I'm good. You can kill zombies from the air, or affect America from the air in Zombie Ace.
You know, I got to talk to you about zombies in a little bit. All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's a new game from Hothead Games. It unleashes an army of zombie pilots onto mobile devices just when you thought it was safe to fly again. Hothead Games has announced the release of their latest mobile game, Zombie Ace. It's on the iTunes App Store and also coming soon to Google Play. In this adventure, players join the undead Air Force and fly from Seattle to New York across the United States to infect 14 different cities with the zombie apocalypse. As a zombie ace pilot, you will control planes full of zombies, landing in places like San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Miami, leaving chaos and destruction in your jet stream. In-flight entertainment will see you battle jet fighters, tanks, giant killer robots, and even the odd Sasquatch in the quest to free America from its living shackles. You can choose from 5 different pilots with varying skills, upgrade your planes with better wings, faster engines, and more. Complete 100 missions to rank up and earn rewards. Play Brain Scratcher tickets between flights to win autopilot, shields, blasts, and more. Come fly the deadly skies and feel what it's like to be on the winning side in the zombie apocalypse. Zombie Ace is free and out now on the iTunes App Store and coming soon to Google Play. You gotta see this. It is hilarious. The screenshots are adorable. And we will have a trailer that I'll have up for you in just a moment. It's adorable.
Wow.
Oh my god. I may be playing this later today. Oh.
All right. There's been a cancellation. Game confirms cancellation of 2012 Game Fest. Troubled UK retailer Game announced via Twitter today that it has canceled its Game Fest event this year. I'm afraid GameFest won't be happening this year, but we do have some cool things in the works. Stay tuned, the company said to several consumers who inquired about the event. In a subsequent tweet, the company said that, by the way, this doesn't mean it won't happen next year, wink. In September of last year, the retailer said it would host its second GameFest and expected around 30,000 attendees. The news isn't surprising given the company's recent financial trouble in the UK and in Australia. On a slightly related note, GameStop announced that it plans to host its first consumer event, a five-hour, one-day gathering in Texas on August 29th.
Really?
Here? Yeah, in August. We need to find out where it's going to be.
Road trip. Well, they've always had a show, from what I understand, from the people that I know at GameStop, but it was an event for them only, for employees. So it's nice. I always said they should open it up for everybody. We'd go.
Yeah.
And hello, Hans. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you. Okay.
How you doing, Hans? Sorry.
Well, I don't know if we told you about this yesterday. Did we tell about the BioWare layoffs on Star Wars The Old Republic?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you people. You people that are playing Star Wars The Old Republic, we would have played, but you all didn't want us to play over at EA. We told you. Sometimes you got to stop being so persnickety, my favorite word. Yeah, we did tell them about this. Okay, so the update is there's a response. Ginger actually told you about this yesterday. BioWare Austin is cutting the staff. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, so here's an update from a statement that co-founder Greg Zischuk released yesterday. He said, hey, folks, since you're reading this, you may likely have heard that we've done some restructuring here on the Star Wars The Old Republic team. Sadly, we are bidding farewell to some talented, passionate, and exceptionally hardworking people who helped make Star Wars The Old Republic a reality. Impacting people's lives this way is always very hard, and we're ensuring the affected people are treated with dignity, fairness, and respect. Looking back at launch, we all came together and did something historic. We executed one of the largest, most successful, and stable launches of any MMO yet in the industry history, which is true. There was not much, you know, I can't get on the server business. That is not an easy feat for any development team or company, and we are humbled and honored by our fan community's strong support, both at launch and beyond. Looking forward, the studio remains vibrant and passionate about our many upcoming initiatives for Star Wars The Old Republic. We still have a very substantial development team working on supporting and growing the game, and we feel we are in strong position with your continued involvement and feedback to continue to build the Star Wars The Old Republic MMO as one of our most compelling and successful online experiences in the world today. There are many strong initiatives planned, blah, blah, blah. You know what? People don't have a job. We don't care. Greg, and they close with thanks, Greg and Ray. Well, they're saying, okay, there's another part of the statement that was from an EA rep that says part of most of the team, of the remaining team, will be able to join other projects within EA, and of course others will leave the company. This is a very difficult decision, but it allows us to focus our staff to maintain and grow Star Wars The Old Republic. And, of course, BioWare Austin still remains a large and important part of BioWare and EA, working with other studios around the world to deliver a high-quality service and exciting new content for Star Wars The Old Republic. That's according to VentureBeat. And I'm telling you, it's some people mad this morning. I'm mad for you.
Yeah, I can imagine there are, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would be mad. I'd be hot. I'd be like, oh, no.
I just came out with a new email. You know what? EA suffers from this. What else did they just close? Yeah, I'm trying to think what else did they close. This happened with some other game here recently, and they had to lay off a bunch of people because I'm going to say more than likely the people at EA are still stuck in the early 2000s, you know, where they're persnickety. They don't want to deal with certain websites. We only want to deal with this one. And as we've often said here, you have to be ready to shift when things change in the industry. Even we have had to adjust to some new things and not do some things old school. So, but EA refuses to shift. You made Origin, but your Origin don't work.
Your Origin sucks.
Origin, why you don't work?
your Origin blows.
So you all need to get off your horse and start getting back to your roots. The roots are what made you guys famous. You had a... Why is the E3 site putting me through, making me jump through hoops? All I want is you know what? I'm just going to take this one. How about that? How about I just do that? They're being mean.
Sounds like it, yes. Very mean. Very mean. How dare you be mean?
Cut them, Ginger.
I will, too. I will totally cut them. All right. Speaking of cutting, Konami Autumn Games sued for Def Jam Rap Star credit line.
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
Ohio City National Bank has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Konami and developer Autumn Games for allegedly defrauding the financial institution of money it is owed related to a $15 million line of credit. City National Bank claims that Konami and Autumn Games defrauded it of $15 million in credit for the development of Def Jam Rap Star. They also allege that both parties lied to the bank in order to secure the credit line, promising to pay it back with the sales of the game. Further, City National claims Konami and Autumn Games have not paid back any of the money for $15 million in loans. CNB has recently learned that defendants' representations concerning financial conditions and repayment of the loan, both before and after the loan was approved, were false at the time they were made, and that defendants never had any intention of repaying the loan as promised.
Ooh.
Yeah, rather than repaying game-related proceeds directly to CNB as agreed, defendant has have kept all game-related proceeds for themselves and have refused to remit any such proceeds to CNB. The bank further alleges that after the loan was approved, Konami and Autumn made baseless and unrealistic projections that Def Jam Rap Star would ship 2.5 million units in its first year. By the time CNB learned that the true state of affairs, Autumn had drawn down $13,987,003.15 of the $15 million line of credit. To date, defendants still have not paid CNB a single penny of the principal amount that is due, and they continue to insist that none of the proceeds from sales of the game are owed to CNB and are available for repayment. The defendants made in the law... The defendants named in the lawsuit are Autumn Games, Konami Digital Entertainment Incorporated, Konami Corp., CEA, Autumn Management LLC, Autumn Games Principal Alex Comer and Jason Donnell, and does 1 through 25 for MM Games, who developed the game and used funds from Autumn, was not named as a defendant. City National Bank is asking the court for more than $8.9 million in damages for fraud, negligent misrepresentation, breach of contract, breach of covenant of good faith and fair dealing, money had and received, unjust enrichment, recovery of personal property, and punitive damages. Ouch, Konami!
Oof.
I hope you're flexible, baby.
Oof. Ginger.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have lag. I have a little lag. I just caught that one. Oh, bad Ginger.
I didn't say nothing.
Sure.
Said not a thing.
All right, so what the fuck is going on here? Okay, anyway, those of you who were still naysayers about the 3DS, it is... They say they came to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and they are fresh out of bubblegum. Ah, the static Japan hardware chart means that Nintendo 3DS is still the country's top-selling console, with sales falling by just 673 units. Last week's Media Create figure saw a sales slump for Japan following the holiday period. Apparently they had a holiday over there. And sales numbers continued to fall for all hardware except the Vita, which managed to sell just 7 more units than last week. Stay in for it. And the Nintendo DSi is still at number 9, which went from 387 sales last week to 425. Wow. Congratulations, 3DS. It is number 1 with 45,752 sales last week. PlayStation 3 is in at number 2 with 12,000. PSP, 10,000. The Vita, even with the free castanets, only 6,000 units sold. Nintendo Wii, 6. How many years later? We're almost in 10. Where are we? 8 years later? Nintendo Wii still selling 5,000 units. PlayStation 2 still selling, amazingly enough, 1,000 units. Xbox, only 825. The Nintendo DSi, 683, and the Nintendo, I'm sorry, that's DSi XL, and then the DSi is 425. They got some interesting games over there, too, that are in their top 5. My Little Sister Can't Possibly Be This Cute, Can't Possibly Continue. Yes, that's the name of a game. Mario Party 9 is number 2. Number 3, Persona 2, Eternal Punishment. Number 4, Fire Emblem Awakening. And number 5 is Brothers Conflict, Passion Pink. I love when we get the games from Japan because they have the oddest names. That is a long... Is that the longest game name? And he's... Wait a minute. Let me see. Yeah, it is. My Little Sister Can't Possibly Be This Cute, Portable, Can't Possibly Continue.
Wow. Really?
I want to know what it's about. Anybody out there from Japan? Because we know we have a lot of you over in that region. Tell us what that game is about.
You got some crazy stuff going on there.
And Jay says, I guess the Konami code ain't going to save that ass.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Ouch. Ouch. That's good. Oh, I like that. How you doing, Jay?
How you doing?
You doing? No, wait. I'm still mad at Jay.
Oh, are we? Are we mad at Jay?
I don't remember what for, but Jay, you're in trouble. I don't remember what for, but you did something.
Yeah, Jay, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And when I remember what it is. Oh, that's right. He was all, like, tweeting everybody else yesterday. He totally left me out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm that friend standing behind you going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jay. Man, come on, man. You're supposed to be like, I don't know, something.
You're supposed to love the ginger. Mm.
I know. You're supposed to love me, man. And no love. Fallout developers will help Fallout fan series if they raise enough cash.
Please tell me they don't have a Kickstarter.
Possibly. Season 2 of the ultra-popular Fallout-based fan web series Fallout Nuka Break will get the help of Fallout New Vegas designer Chris Avalon and the original Fallout lead programmer Tim Kaine if they can raise $120,000, yes, in their latest Kickstarter appeal. Both have agreed to sign on to Season 2 as writers and designers and make guest appearances if the creators of the show can raise enough cash. The original Fallout Nuka Break was released as a short film, but it became so popular that its creators decided to make a series out of it. Fans helped by providing the funding for its first full season. The Fallout Nuka Break Kickstarter has 25 days remaining to reach its new goal, but it is already well on its way. The kick funding number currently sits at $94,968. Yeah. All right, so if you want to see the video for this, it is over at GamePolitics.com this morning. Everybody's got a Kickstarter.
All right, you brawlers out there, get ready. Brawl Buster, I got to make sure I say this, Brawl Busters has released their Chinatown update. Oh, that's hard to say without saying the wrong thing. Rock Hip Hop Productions announced today that Brawl Busters, the popular free-to-play online action combat game, has launched its next content update titled Big Brawl in Little China. Busters will begin to see how the East can truly throw down. To join in the multiplayer action, you can pop over to BrawlBusters.com and let the brawl begin. And they also have added a new map so that you can unleash the fury on the new Chinatown Arena, an area with a truly Far East flavor. Hone your skills, people, and get stronger than bamboo to stand a chance. Weapons customization is getting an update as well. Now customers can choose to make their own weapons one of a kind by loading their favorite action attacks on them. In addition, Brawl Busters is celebrating Euro 2012, a special event starting on June 1st. Whether you're a veteran fan of soccer, that's UK football, or a newcomer, players from all over the world can represent their team with special country-themed glasses. If you're lucky enough to be a supporter of the winning cup team, you'll be splitting an enormous prize pool of 1 million rock tokens with your fellow compatriots. Be loud. Be proud. Be Brawl Busters.
Be Brawl Busters.
Right?
Wow. I don't know. I have no idea. I just decided to sing.
Jay says Jay's begging. He's begging on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Begging. He says, take it back. He's a changed man. Take it back.
You already done it, Jay.
Ooh, man, you did bad. Whatever you did, it was bad.
You already done it.
Oh. You done hurt us.
All about me. You broke my heart, Jay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You broke the heart.
You broke my heart. You promised me game consoles and sitting in the lap, and then you forgot about me.
Mm.
I'm so sad. All right. So, more about 38 Studios.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Michael Pachter, Emular IP worth $20 million. If 38 Studios is forced to If 38 Studios is forced to sell the IP related to Kingdoms of Emular Reckoning and the MMO project Cornificus, set in the same universe, one wonders how much both properties would be worth. Wedbush Morgan analyst Michael Pachter says on his valuation that he came up to the conclusion that 38 Studios IP is worth about $20 million. Nobody's buying MMOs after Star Wars fizzled, nothing value is low, probably $20 million or so. There is just no demand for game assets right now, as THQ proved when it tried to sell the Warhammer MMO. I think EA could step in since they are the publisher, so you might see some alternative way to get 38 Studios Bridge financing. Of course, EA has not announced a publishing deal with 38 Studios for its MMO, and when asked about it, Jeff Brown of EA Corporate Communications said that there hadn't been an announcement on such a deal. He added that he enjoyed working with Kurt and his team on their first game, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, and that EA was looking forward to what 38 Studios creates next. Yeah, I think that was a nice way of saying, no, we're not going to stick our finger in this pot. No way, no how. What do you think?
I think that's exactly what they're saying.
No, thank you. We're not going down with the ship. Jay. Jay. My heart, Jay. I'm going to cry, Jay.
Ooh, Jay, you better run. Jay, hell has no fury, Jay. Run. Jay,
okay.
Run. All right. So
I'm still going to get half his gaming collection. He just doesn't know yet.
She's going to take half. Better run, boy. All right. So here's it's time for the big guns, I reckon. Jingles, game, cabinet, keys.
Oh, no, that ain't fair, man. That ain't not fair.
And see, Jay says he can't roleplay. That was roleplay right there, Jay. Come on back in Second Life. Let's
get that. I know, right?
Do it back in. We buy you
coffee. Hey, Jay.
Put money on him.
I know, right? Jay, there's totally, like, no guy in my roleplaying life at the moment, so you should totally come back.
Mm-hmm. Piss some people off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about pissing people off. Okay, so a quick news brief. Nintendo's legendary game designer Shigeru Miyamoto, yes, him, has been recognized by the Prince of Asturias Awards, one of Spain's most prestigious annual awards honoring scientific, technical, cultural, social, and humanistic work. Wow. He's famous for creating seminal video games like Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda. Miyamoto received a Prince of Asturias Award for the Communication and Humanities category. According to Gemma Sutra, previous recipients of the award in that category include Google, CNN, and author Umberto Eco. Organizers for the awards praised 59-year-old Miyamoto for designing world-famous games and serving as the main architect of the revolution in teaching, educational, and constructive video games. He was also commended for creating games that exclude violence and can be played by families. Miyamoto will receive a diploma, an insignia bearing the Prince of Asturias Foundation's coat of arms, and a sculpture designed by celebrated Spanish artist Joan Miró, and a cash prize of 50,000 euros, which I believe is 63,215 in U.S. funds. I got to say, this is amazing. And I also got to say, the games are not violent, according to a few sociologists. It's not not violent, that they're not blatant, you know, the bloody gore violence. But hitting things or hitting people or little creatures on the head with hammers and slicing rupees and things is still violent. But that in no way do I mean to diminish.
I want to hit people over the head. Jay. Oh, right. So, is it my go again?
Yep.
All right, my go again. Missile Monkey. The father-son team at Muncie Clan Games have released their first title, Missile Monkey, which is a physics-based ballistics game for the Apple iOS. Users must drop and fire missile bombs to destroy all the balloons of terror and save the people rabbit-like chompers. This universal app works across all devices, iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and even the slightly older second generation of iPod Touch. Hey, yo, Muncie Clan Games, that is not universal. I did not hear anything about Android.
Droid.
Anyways, yeah, Droid. It's available for 99 cents. The backstory for this game involves an evil Viking gorilla who has spread frightful orange balloons across the game's world, intending to strike fear into the hearts of the peaceful inhabitants. From the warplane, the player must use his ballistic skills to blast aside all obstacles and destroy every last balloon of terror. Missile Monkey contains 80 levels across four worlds rendered in stunning 3D graphics, in which the player uses unique physics-based ballistic gameplay to restore peace and work towards the evil Viking gorilla's ruin. All right, so, yeah.
You know what? I got to say, whoever just took my gold, when I get off the show,
y'all are in trouble.
When I get off the show and I get some more followers, and hopefully you don't have more followers than me. When I get off, ooh, it is on. You took my pot, the big pot. Ginger, they took the big pot of gold.
Oh, that's not cool. You took the big pot of gold? Oh, you, dude, man, that ain't cool. That is not cool.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you should be playing Idol Worship along with us on Facebook. Yes. I do love this game. I love it deeply in a perverse and obscene way. I'm starting to like the fashion designer games since they added that stuff in. I think I'm going to get me some lovely lunch because Jay doesn't want to feed us, and that's what I'm going to do, eat lunch.
How rude, Jay.
Look, we know how Jay is. We already know how Jay is. You knew this was coming. You knew he wasn't going to share. He doesn't want to touch his games.
How rude, Jay. You totally broke my heart, Jay. Jay, man, I was going to sit in your lap and all this other fun stuff, and you just...
You hurt her feelings. It's my turn. Don't be trying to jump in.
Oh, okay.
It is my turn.
Good, because I did not want to read this next one.
You didn't want to? Is it that bad?
It's Jurassic Park. I hate dinosaurs.
Oh, now you got to read it since you said that.
I hate dinosaurs.
Okay, I won't make you read it for Ginger, but I will tell you that Sony Online Entertainment is announcing their own free-to-play shooter called Bullet Run, which sounds a lot like Super Monday Night Combat. The new title is being developed by Acony Games, and it will run on the powerful Unreal Engine 3, platform. The game is set in a futuristic reality TV show where the contestants kill each other, instantly reincarnate, and kill each other again, all in the name of fame. I love it.
Well, that sounds like some GLaDOS stuff.
Yes, he says, Acony founding member Frank Trigrub said in a press release he sent over to VentureBeat, our homies over at VentureBeat, says, we believe the sexier, media-driven storyline sets it apart from the other first-person shooter games and will continue to attract new players who might be tired of the same military shooters. Amen! The setting sounds very similar, however, to Super Monday Night Combat, another free-to-play shooter, which also takes place in a futuristic television show where combatants murder each other for fame and money. Judging from the trailer on the game's website, Bullet Run looks like it'll feature a more realistic art style and basic shooter rules compared to Super Monday Night Combat's cartoony multiplayer online battle arena, also dubbed the MOBA, MOBA, or MOBA, however you want to say it.
MOBA.
Okay. While our games portfolio continues to grow across many different genres of online gaming, the addition of Bullet Run brings an entirely new level of entertainment to the gameplay experience for both the free-to-play community and fans of first-person shooters. So the game promises a high-energy, persistent combat experience that few FPS games have obtained, while also lowering the barriers of entry for more casual players looking for a unique gaming experience. SOE plans to release Bullet Run later this summer. And I know Ginger's going to get in, and we're never going to see her in a... Ginger, yeah, and unfortunately, Ginger and I share a really bad habit in gaming, which is to yell at the screen. So I advise you all, if you don't, do not try to talk to Ginger in voice while this is going on, because she's going to scream, because that's what I do, and she does the same thing. You should hear the both of us. We've had that happen a couple of times. We've been on Skype and not talking to each other, but yelling at the screen. Oh, what? Oh, you're just going to shoot me and think you're going to walk away?
Yeah.
Be afraid.
And we don't even have to be playing a game. We can both be playing in, like, Photoshop, trying to make shoes or something.
Yes, we had.
Then you're going to do what I want. What did you do with that layer?
Yeah. Oh, you're just going to erase my whole level, huh? Okay. It's my whole layer. Okay, Photoshop. I see how you are.
Yes, it's awesome.
So, y'all, be afraid when this one comes out. I think I want to play this, too, since I instantly respawn, because that's some serious trash talking there. It is time for us to go. We will be back later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, live. There's a chat room. You can call in if you want to get your phone all set up, because some of you say give it the number during the day, 347-215-7977. That's it. Only tonight you can call us in. If you want us to call you, give us your phone number. We'll call you. We'll call you from the switchboard live, and we will see you guys later. I'm going to play this next song in honor of Miss Nicki Minaj. People are saying she's had a nervous breakdown because she dumped Twitter. Maybe she's just tired of talking to people. I don't know. Go, Nicki.
It's Barbie, bitches. We got compounds over here bigger than a monster.
Like in Lebanon, harder than in Pakistan. Click, 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 young Nick, the atomic bomb. Yeah, see it and you lick your tongue. Dead, dead, it tastes good, get you some. Wicked, got 10 bad bitches. We shut it down, but the club got glitches. Dig it, and while you do that, GT's pulling up. Yeah, spaceship, GT's in the cut, yeah.
Later, boys and girls. Mm-hmm.